USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is starting 2 days of talks with NATO allies by calling them to devote at least 2% of their GDPs to defense.
And then, of course, of utmost importance to the alliance is alliance readiness, and that begins with increased burden sharing, a commitment to the 2% of GDP. So a lot of important issues to discuss.
In brief remarks today in Brussels, Esper says there's a lot to talk about, including the way forward in Afghanistan and expanding efforts in Iraq. Businessman Andrew Yang is no longer running for the Democratic presidential nomination. On MSNBC on Wednesday, he says there's one thing candidates have to support in order to get his endorsement.
All you have to do is come out for universal basic income. Say every American should get $1,000 a month, and then I will be there with you on the trail the next day.
Yang added that candidates are already reaching out to him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Household debt levels continue to increase. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York releasing a report that says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households took out loans to try to buy homes or refinance their existing mortgages. That report also says total debt for people ages 18 to 29 rose to a new record of a combined over $1 trillion.
A leaked audio segment from 2015 shows presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg adamantly backing his stop-and-frisk policy as New York City mayor and blaming minority youngsters for crime. Bloomberg apologized shortly before announcing his run for president, but some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
I think it's bullcrap. I think he's doing it for the presidency, not for for being true.
He shouldn't have waited till he getting, you know, running for, you know, office or whatever.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York is ripping the Justice Department's intrusion into the sentencing phase of the Roger Stone trial.
The president is claiming that rigging the rules is perfectly legitimate. He claims an absolute right to order the Justice Department to do anything he wants. And the president has, as his attorney general, an enabler.
At least 15 people died after a small wooden boat carrying Rohingya migrants sank off the coast of Bangladesh. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I think I'm strangling myself on wires. Oh, hold on. Anyway, yeah, this can probably go the other direction. Anyway, I am your host for Counselor's Chat, and I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I am a, nationally licensed professional counselor. And I do Counselor's Chat every week to promote good mental health, not technology, obviously. Today I'm talking about keeping our love alive. It's going to be Valentine's Day on Friday, and we don't need to wait for Valentine's Day to do loving things for each other. We can do loving things for each other every day, and I think that that is important. So as a counselor, I have a small practice here in Flemington. I mainly see individuals, but I do couples counseling also. And I would say at any given time, I have 2 to 4 couples in my practice a week. I've been doing this for 35 years now, so I've got a lot of experience. The majority of what I do is with addiction, and so a lot of the people that I work with either are recovering addicts or they have someone in their family that's addicted to alcohol or drugs or so many other things. Or they grew up in an alcoholic family. So to find out more about what I do, you can go to the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. My little jingle says .net, but it's really .com now. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about relationships and loving relationships. Not necessarily always romantic, but loving. So in other words, it could be parent-child relationship, it can be sibling relationship, friendship relationships. There's love in all of those things. They're not only romantic, though Valentine's Day we tend to think of romantic love, but I get Valentine's Day wishes from really good friends and other family members, so it's not necessarily just romantic. But what I talk to a lot of times with my couples is about good communication skills and building trust, having a relationship vision, so an idea of what you want your relationship to look like, and about tending the garden. That's sort of my little picture, I'm going to say, if you could think of it that way, of a beautiful garden filled with flowers and fruits and vegetables, and it's just thriving. So a garden, as a gardener, a garden is interesting in that you need to sometimes have some good boundaries. So a garden has boundaries. So sometimes it's a garden wall or a fence, or if you have raised garden beds, they're just raised, or it's along a fence. However you do it, but there tends to be boundaries in a good garden. A garden has good soil. It gets watered, weeded, fertilized. So you have to plant the seeds, and you have to tend the garden. Now, I can have good soil, I can have good boundaries, I can have all kinds of lovely things, and I can plant the seeds and just never tend it. And then it just kind of becomes wild and overgrown, and insects come in and destroy things, and it's not good. It doesn't thrive. So when we think of our relationship that way, we meet, we have this romantic period, we fall in love, I'm so feel so connected, and this is wonderful, and again, even friendships, we can feel that sense of connection, and then we start taking each other for granted, and we don't tend things.
We can, couple buy a house, work on their careers, have children, focus on the children, getting the house fixed. Communication drops away. Gosh, I don't even remember the last time we went on a date. There isn't any kind of physical interaction. We don't, you know, I have couples like, well, when you see each other, do you give each other? No. How about in the morning? No. When is the last time you greeted, just even greet each other? We don't. How about call each other during the day? We don't. So those are all areas of how to tend the relationship. So we can have really bad communication, which I'm going to talk about how to improve our communication, and we can have communication breakdowns. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, and also talk about some things that you can do to move your relationship forward and to put in the fertilizer, make sure it's got proper soil and it's fertile ground for a loving relationship. So often what I find is that people come into my office and not only, has the communication stopped, but there are expectations and resentments. So those things we have to work on also. We have this expectation that I find gets in the way so often in relationships, that you are my husband, you are my wife, I expect that you know me so well that you know what I'm thinking, that you know what I want, and you know when I want it. Then what happens is that, you've missed the mark, and I'm really disappointed. I don't understand why it's my birthday and you bought me a vacuum. I'd think that you would do something more romantic on my birthday, or you would do something more, I don't even get a Valentine's Day card. I expect that you know those things. You know, when we first started to date, you would get me Valentine's Day card or, bought me flowers, and vice versa, now that we've been married 15 years, we even forget it's Valentine's Day. See how that happens? Like we let all that stuff slide, and then I get really upset and angry because you just completely missed it. I expected that you were going to remember our anniversary, and you didn't. Now I'm hurt. So it's really important that we share information and realize that it doesn't matter how close we are, people do not read minds. I can have a really good guess. I know some of my husband's absolutely favorite foods. If when we go out to a restaurant, I know chances are there are a few items that chances are he's going to get. So if I want to make him a really special dinner, I could probably pick one of those things. And I could probably hit the mark because I've observed what he likes and I can make it for him. However, that may not be what he wanted and he may be disappointed. Same thing. There may be things that my husband thinks, I know what I can get up or even forget, completely forget. It happens. One of the things that I say to clients, because, read minds, and women's brains and men's brains work differently. All right, so I use this. So go shopping. My husband picks this up, and he looks at it. I have it in my head. Oh, something he would like. He gets it for his birthday. I pick this up, look at it. My husband still can see that I like it, and I get this for my birthday, not this, okay? So one of the things that I have learned is that men's brains and women's brains, and I've learned it not just through experience, but also just going to seminars and talk, men's brains and women's brains are different. So ladies, see this? Husband, see this? This would be a really great birthday present for me. See the store? See where it is? I want you to remember. Okay. Now, we could do that with a couple of things. I actually have a Christmas list that has all kinds of different items and suggestions for him so that he can always go to that and say, oh, let's see, you know what? I haven't gotten that or this or whatever. Or, yeah, I got her that. So we can do that. And sometimes you go, well, that's not romantic. Well, you know what? It gets my needs met. He's happy that he got something that makes me happy. I can give him choices. I could say, you can get this or you can get that. You know what I would like for Valentine's Day? I would like a card. I would love a beautiful bouquet of flowers. You know, honey, you've never actually sent me flowers. Can you do that for Valentine's Day for me? I would love it. Oh, there's no surprise in that. It doesn't matter, really, really, because if we want to do something that's going to please our spouse, I want to know what that is, and he wants to know what that is, or significant other. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I'm going to talk a little bit about communication and then some other things about keeping our love alive. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I've got a master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified and licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking today about keeping our love alive. So there's some areas where we can have a communication breakdown, and that's this little list here that I have. Having a poor attitude, so making negative assumptions. You know, he's never going to listen to me, or why should I even try? I'm always ignored anyway. So that would be sort of a negative attitude. You know, I ask for things all the time. He never listens to me. He doesn't hear me. Those kinds of things. Sorry. Having unclear expectations. And I kind of mentioned this earlier. So I'm going to guess. I want you to guess. I don't know. You know, my husband said, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving, for Valentine's Day? And I said, I'm really not sure. And I have to tell you what, I know Valentine's Day is Friday, and I'm still really, you know, he said, we can go out, we can, I'm like, I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure. Exactly. Unclear signals. So we can have things like clouded messages, such as, well, you know, a lot of times people go out for dinner on Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's true, they do. That's it. And then Valentine's Day comes and there's been no dinner reservations and now I'm really upset. Why are you upset? Well, I told you people go out for Valentine's Day, yeah, and you didn't tell me you wanted to go out for Valentine's Day. That's a clouded message. So there, you know, so we have to be really clear. Again, mind reading, you're supposed to know. No, that doesn't happen. Body language. So body language, good eye contact, especially if there's something important that I want to share. If you're in the kitchen and I'm in the family room and you have something really important to share, like, you know, hey, honey, I lost my job. I may not have even heard you, you know, or did I tell you that my parents are coming over for a weekend? My mom's coming to live with us. Eye contact, really important. I have something really important that I want to tell you. Even if it's, you know what, honey, I really love you. Eye contact is important. When you have something that you need to bring up, or if you're arguing, because we argue in relationships, try not to bring everything into it. And you remember when you did this? Well, yeah, you remember when you did that. Stick on the subject, because it breaks down communication. I'm going to give you some other communication tips. Be careful about needing to be right. You know, sometimes my husband and I, you know, he'll say, well, I told you. I'm like, well, I don't really remember. He goes, no, I know I told you. And I'm like, I know, well, you didn't tell me. Or that's vice versa. You know, he'll say, you didn't tell me. I'm like, no, I told you. And you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, if I didn't tell you, I'm sorry. If I did tell you, you know, sorry, I wasn't clear or you didn't hear me. It's really that simple. I don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. It's that we end up being on the same page. We're going to have different perspectives because I am me and you are you and we have different perspectives. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes too. A critical speech. So that never helps. Sarcasm doesn't help. Cursing at each other. You know, we can argue, but we don't have to argue dirty. We don't have to do that. We can set some rules. So, you know, I talked about a garden with some good boundaries. We have boundaries. If there's a particular way we argue, if we get angry enough where I'm going to curse you out, I think I'm going to walk away before I get there. So, you know what? I'm getting really angry, and I don't want to say something that's going to be hurtful that I can't take back. So, let me cool off, and let's come back in about half an hour and continue the discussion, or tomorrow, but we have to continue the discussion. I underscore that with couples all the time. You don't walk away and not come back. You come back, you cool off, you give yourself a timeout, and you come back and talk about it. Very important. There are certain things that my husband and I have agreed to that we just don't say to each other because it's not helpful. It's destructive. We want to do something that's positive and constructive. Work at following up. So if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. Follow up is something that helps build trust. If I tell you I'm going to be home at 7 and I don't show up until 9 o'clock, it's not going to build a whole lot of trust. If I say that I'm, you know, going to Home Depot, and I come back with, cigars. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, actually, you know, I was going to go to Home Depot but changed my mind, and I went and played some pool with some of my friends. That, you need to be open. You need to talk about where you're going, what time you expect to be home. That's all part of follow-up and trust building. So that one of the things is, what time are you going to be home? Where are you going? What time are you going to get there? I just want to make sure. Now, sometimes you go, oh, but we're adults. Why do we have to do that? Well, we do that because we're in relationship. We let people know where we are. We go where we say we're going to go. We do what we say we're going to do. And we work at building trust in that way. So good communication skills. I didn't bring my little sheet that I share with clients all the time. But they have basically five steps for good communication. So body language is important. So sometimes the clients come in my office and they've got one squished on that corner of the sofa and one squished on that corner of the sofa, and the pillows are piled up in the middle and they're both sitting there kind of like this. They don't even recognize body language. And the first thing is, okay, we're going to take these pillows, we're going to put them on the floor, and we're going to uncross arms and legs, and we're going to face each other. We're going to make eye contact. So that is really important. I talk about perspective taking. So remember that my perspective and your perspective, though we were in a relationship, may be different. And that is okay. In my office where I sit, I could see two windows. My clients, where they sit, they could see two doors. And I say to them, I see two windows, you see two doors. Together, it makes the full picture. So keep that in mind, that though your perspective may be different than my perspective, in other words, it's the view that I have, together we may actually make the whole picture. So that's an important thing to remember. So in good communication, we really start with I statements, and we use feeling words. So I feel sad when you forget my birthday. I felt angry when you didn't take me out for Valentine's Day. I feel really happy because you remembered Valentine's Day and you bought me beautiful flowers. I feel that you should is not a feeling. I feel that you don't listen to me is not a feeling. I feel that we should is not a feeling. I feel that we is a thought. A feeling is sad, mad, glad, or afraid. Those are our four basic feelings. I feel sad when, I feel mad when, I feel afraid when, I feel glad when. Now we could expand on those because we are complicated people and we have a very large vocabulary. Keep in mind that those are our four basic feelings. I think of feelings like volume. So I feel peaceful. I feel ecstatically happy. I'm a little, I don't know, I'm just kind of disappointed. Versus, I am enraged. I don't know, I'm just sort of, blah. I kind of feel blah. Versus, I'm in a deep state of grief. I don't know, I'm a little apprehensive. I feel terror. And because we are complicated people, we can have words like bittersweet. It's a bittersweet situation. So we can combine feelings. I can feel more things about one situation than just in one category. I feel angry and sad that. Okay. I'm really happy and sad at the same time. Bittersweet. So keep in mind when you start practicing good communication skills that you use feeling words and I statements. You make me feel. You cannot make me feel anything. I'm offended when you does not mean that you have made me feel offended. I take offense. I decide that it's, you know, there's something that you said that triggers something in me. Therefore, I am now offended. So if I have an issue around being short, because I'm not that tall, if I have an issue around being short and you make fun of me being short, I may say, I'm really offended by that. Because I already have an issue with being short. You triggered something that's already in me. Okay? If I don't have an issue with being short, that's fine. You can say something about short people. I may actually laugh because I think it's funny. Because it's not an issue for me. So there's no reason that I am taking offense. If I feel secure in who I am, if I've got good self-esteem, chances are you could pretty much say anything to me and it rolls off my back. It doesn't matter. And if you think that, well, I know something that's going to sort of poke her, you know, like I know that she has an issue around being short, I'm going to poke her with it and I'm going to trigger that. Well, then I need to think about, is that really what I want in a relationship? See, that's not good boundaries. That's not having that communication about critical speech and sarcasm and you know, that type of thing. So keep in mind, step one, when we communicate, we start with I statements. We use feeling words. We could use the word because. We could use the word when. If we have a question, okay, why are you doing that? That is an interrogation. I'm confused about. I don't understand. Maybe you can clarify something for me. Very different than why did you do that? Why did you say that? Okay, you hear the difference? So a question, I'm confused, I'm wondering. Okay, those, I'm wondering about... No, I'm wondering why you might have forgotten Valentine's Day. Why did you forget Valentine's Day? I'm wondering. I felt hurt. I felt hurt that you forgot, and I'm just wondering why. Why do you think, why? Why did you think, you know, you forgot? Is I'm different than wondering. I'm wondering. I'm confused about. Okay? So, step one, I feel, feeling word, when, because. Okay, I felt hurt because you didn't wish me a happy birthday. Okay, so there's that. Then the second part in good communication is listening. Listening. So often I observe people in my office. He's talking and she's talking and she's talking and he's talking and they're talking at the same time. They might even have gotten the idea of using I statements work really well. Well, I feel, yeah, well, I feel. And there's no listening. So one person speaks at a time. Now, there are times that I've done things like say, okay, you're holding the pen. You're the one speaking. When you're finished speaking, okay, you hand it over to the listener. The listener just listens. Now, when you listen, you may repeat what you're hearing in your head so you can eventually repeat it through your mouth because that's the third step, repeating. So I really am listening. I'm giving you eye contact. I'm paying attention. I want to know what you have to say. I am interested in your perspective. Okay, so that means I actually need to get out of myself a little bit. Okay, I'm going to put my needs sort of over here. I don't need to be right. I need to listen. I don't need to overpower you. I need to put myself over here and show that I am interested and I want to listen to what you have to say. See eye contact. Oh, yeah, what you're saying, that's important to me. No, I want to listen. Yeah, now there's times in everyday life that we'll do that. I'm not going to say that that doesn't happen, because that kind of intense listening we may not be able to do all the time. Creating time to sit down and talk. We could do it over dinner. We could do it after the kids are in bed. 15, 20 minutes a day. I've got to water the garden. That's watering the garden. I'm going to listen. How was your day? I just want to hear, how was your day? Tell me about your day. So I've taken myself out. I am interested in your day. Okay? So tell me about your day. I'll tell you. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say now, that is step three. Step three is what I'm hearing you say. You have made your statement. I have listened intently. Good eye contact. I'm not breaking in. I've got a good attitude. What I'm hearing you say is, you felt hurt that I forgot your birthday. Is that correct? I want to make sure that I heard you correctly. Is that correct? You're telling me that you're really upset and angry over what happened at the office today. Is that correct? You're really frustrated with the traffic on your way home. Is that correct? You really felt annoyed today because you were really wanted to get home and I asked you to stop and get milk again. And what I'm hearing you say is that you're tired of stopping and getting milk every day on your way home. Is that correct? That is your perspective. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I just want to make sure that I am hearing you correctly. So that's third step. Empathy is really important. So the fourth step is about summarizing. Okay, so what I heard you say is that you feel really frustrated that I asked you to stop and get milk every day, and that what you really want to do after a long day of being at work is just to get home. Is that correct? I can understand that. Say empathy. I can put myself in your shoes. I can connect with that feeling of frustration. I may not be frustrated over the same thing, but I know what frustration feels like. I know what sadness feels like. I know what anger feels like. I know what isolation feels like. I know what it feels like to be ignored. The situation is not as important as the feeling. So I can understand how you would feel that way. I feel used. I stop every day on the way home to get milk. I can understand how you would feel that way. I know what it's like to feel used. There's times I have felt used or abused or unimportant. So when we work on our own personal feeling life, so you know, what it does is it helps us become much more mature adults. So then the next thing really is, this is part of step four, is may I respond? So I statements, listening, reflecting back, want to make sure I got this correct, and empathy, this I can understand this feeling, may I respond? Following up with a response. And a response is you shouldn't feel that way. That's not a response. A response is, you know what, I feel sad that you feel used. I feel sad. That was not my intention, and I'm so glad you brought that to my attention. My response is, you know, maybe we could work this out, and, you know, I'll make sure that I pick up extra milk when I go to the grocery store so you don't have to stop on your way home every day. I didn't realize that this was upsetting to you. So I'm going to take another little commercial break and come back and talk a little bit more about keeping our love alive. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have a master's in counseling. I'm licensed professional counselor, nationally certified. I've been in practice for this in my getting 20 and a half years, been a counselor for about 35. And if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselors Chat. So Counselors Chat, just my show, you can find me there and you can see some other programming that I've done. I have some videos also on my webpage. If you're interested in making a comment, please do so on Counselors Chat. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899 if you would like to make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list, and I would love to hear from you. So today my topic is keeping love alive, and I've talked about communication skills, using I statements with feeling words. I feel sad, mad, glad. I felt so pleased this past weekend with how my husband, we went down to St. Michael's and we had this lovely weekend and it was my birthday, and he really made it very special, and it was really, I felt really very happy. We looked at actually some townhouses down there, and you know, we're just sort of feeling things out in terms of where we might retire to in the future, and it's going to be away in the future, but we're looking. And it was just such a pleasant weekend. I really felt that he really attended to me very nicely, which was just lovely on his part. And so I felt. Okay, so if he was listening, he could hear me say that. He might be listening. Sometimes he listens to the show. And it really is the best way to communicate. So I feel statements, listening, reflecting back, sort of this is what I'm hearing you say, showing empathy, and may I respond? I'd like to respond to what you've just said, and then responding again with I statements. And so that's sort of the cycle of communication. Keep in mind things like eye contact and body language, setting up some boundaries. We can argue in a way that is not going to be destructive, but constructive. And we're going to work on building trust. You know, I talked a little bit about one of the things that happens with clients is I suggest they make a relationship vision. Now, that is something that's based in Imago therapy, which is a type of couples counseling theory that I use. Some of that. I use some attachment theory. I use cognitive behavioral theory. I use many different things. In that process, it is also about, in that vision, what are things, you know, keeping statements. I would like us to make breakfast together on Saturdays. You know, we go for a walk and hold hands. We go to the movies once a month. We sit down every day for 15-20 minutes and have a really you know, just check in with each other about what's going on in our lives. We call each other every day. We do some things together that we enjoy. We go on family vacations, and then we also do one vacation where it's just the two of us. Just maybe a long weekend once or twice a year. And the kids could stay with their friends or grandparents or something like that. So that we're working at maintaining our relationship. And so these are things that we, you know, I see that we clean the house together, that we share the chores, that we snuggle in front of a fireplace, you know, that we, you know, what are those things that we do that we want to see? This really is a thing. Okay, I'm planting my garden. I'm going to put tomatoes over here, and I want peppers over there, and I'm going to have herbs over here, and I'm going to put some nasturtiums over there, and this is where I'm going to have marigolds, and so I'm planting my garden, and together we're talking about how we want our garden to look. Yes, I'll have fertile soil, and I'm going to water it and make sure it's a place that's sunny, and we've put up some really nice boundaries, so it's either fenced in or it's a raised bed, and we're going to weed it, and we're going to talk about what we plant, and we plant it, and we go water it. You see how that works? And then it flourishes. That's the idea. So with Friday being Valentine's Day, think about your relationship, be it a friendship, romantic relationship, sibling relationship, parent-to-child relationship, co-worker relationship. It's important to think about your boundaries, how you communicate, things that you do together, things that you enjoy within the relationship, and feed those things. Those things are really important. Saying I love you is really important. You know, I don't have to say that. You know it. No, you need to say it. That's fertilizer. That's going to help it. That's going to help it grow. Let's do things together. That's going to help relationship grow. So I hope this was useful. Again, if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can go on www.altarolecounselor.com. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I hope this was useful, and I wish you all a very loving Valentine's Day. And if you don't have anybody special, make yourself the special person. Treat yourself to something special on Valentine's Day. Some good self-love never hurts. So I will be back next week, and I wish you all well.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New Hampshire primary is in the books and Bernie Sanders is the winner once again. The Vermont senator won his neighboring state last night just like he did in 2016. This time he beat out former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire by the slimmest of margins in 2016, and according to Paul Roy, who's a business owner, he tells Fox News it'll be tough sledding for any Democrats in New Hampshire due to the economy under President Trump.
As long as he stays the course, I mean, everything is going very, very well for us. From the depths of the recession to today, we've increased our employees by almost 80 people.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is beginning to work on President Trump's proposed budget. Chairman John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, the president plans to break many of his promises. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just